Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb, weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Mary Magdalene went out and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. Diyos maraming aga sa inyo, Diyos. Good morning po sa lahat ng tagapakinig din ng ating radio station 98.3, The Mother's Touch. Alam niyo po, last June 3, 2016, Pope Francis elevated this obligatory memorial of Saint Mary Magdalene to a feast. Because of really the great importance of the role that Mary had in the resurrection of Christ. Biblically speaking, she is the first who proclaimed the risen Lord. Siya yung unang nagbalita ng pagkabuhay ng Panginoon. Pero alam niyo po, si Saint Mary Magdalene, we almost remember her. Naalala natin siya kapag naririnig natin yung kanta na Madalena, ikaw ang sawing pala, kailan kanila maiintindihan? Madalena. Diba? Pero alam niyo po, yung Madalena na sinasabi, which is, according to Saint Gregory the Great, that Mary Magdalene is the sinful woman, no? And at the same time who pour the perfume on the feet of Jesus, and the Mary who is the sister of Lazarus and Martha, are not the same person. No? Biblical scholar, no? Biblical scholar, no? Attested, no? That they are not the same person, not like what, no? Saint Gregory the Great, no? And other fathers of the church think, no? Kasi po, no? Nung hinwala pa yung talagang analysis ng sacred scripture, no? The fathers thought, no, that they are the same person. No? But in reality, no, with the, no, development of really the studying of the sacred scripture, many scholars, biblical scholars, no, and even saints, no, no, see that they are not the same person. Hindi po isa lang yung Mary na nahuling nakikiapid, yung Mary na nagbuhos ng kabango, at yung Mary na kapatid ni Martha and Lazarus. What we are certain, no, ang sigurado po tayo about kay Mary Magdalene is she was delivered by Jesus from 7 demons. No? And she became an fervorous disciple of the Lord. No? And she is present, no? Which is true, no? She is present in the crucifixion together with St. John and our Blessed Mother. And she is the first, no? Katulad na narinig natin sa Gospel, she is the first who saw the risen Lord biblically, no? Because according to tradition, no, especially Franciscan tradition, it was our Blessed Mother who saw Jesus. But biblically, no, scriptural basis, it was Saint Mary Magdalene who saw the risen Lord and the first to announce the good news of the resurrection. Kaya nga, sabi nga, napakaganda ng title na binigay sa kanya ni Saint Thomas Aquinas, Apostolorum Apostola. No? Ganda, no? Apostolorum Apostola, which means Apostle of the Apostles. No? She is the Apostle of the Apostles. No? Why? Because she is the first to announce to the other apostles the resurrection, the good news of the risen Lord. No? Kaya nga, sabi dun sa document ng Congregation for the Divine Worship, no, it is fitting, no, and with the wish of our Holy Father Pope Francis, no, to elevate this saint in, no, in the same level of the other apostles. No? Ang ganda, no? Because it's really, he has really a beautiful role, no, in proclaiming. And it underlines, sabi doon sa document, no, sa letter, no, it underlines the importance, no, of also women, no, the importance of women to proclaim the good news, no, not only for men but also for women, no. At alam niyo po, napakaganda, lalong-lalo na, no, if you read the gospel again, no, Jesus first called her woman. Diba? Woman, I can hardly express. No? Tinawag siya munang woman. So, Mary Magdalene did not recognize her immediately. But when Jesus called her Mary, no, what happened? Her eyes opened, and he called her Rabboni, which means teacher. He recognized that it was Jesus. And what does it mean, my brothers and sisters, mga tugang? It means that God knows each one of us. sa ating mga pangalan din. No? And as I have said, no, si St. Mary Magdalene, he has a past. Meron siyang nakaraan. But God does not look on our past. No? Hindi siya sabi nga, maala-ala mo kaya ang sumpa mo sa akin. No? God does not look on our past. No? Kaya nga, sabi ng isang saint, no? There is no saint without a past and a sinner without a future. No? Lahat po tayo, kasama na ako, we can say a bad path or an evil path. Just like Mary Magdalene, she was expelled from 7 demons. You know? 7 demonyo. And you know, no, sa biblical, no, pag sinabing 7, what does it mean? Perfect. Total. No? Ibig sabihin, talagang grabe yung possession sa kanya. No? But Jesus called her Apostolorum Apostola. And this is the same thing that Jesus is telling each one of us. Even our Blessed Mother is telling each one of us. I don't care. No? Hindi ko, wala akong pakialam kung ano ang iyong nakalipas, kung ano ang iyong nakaraan. God looks at the present and toward your beautiful future. No? Kaya nga, no? Alam niyo, sa totoo lang, nakakapanghinayang at nakakalungkot yung ibang mga Kristiyano, lalo-lalo yung mga Katoliko, na sabi, ay, bakit ako maglilingkod sa simbahan? No? Ganito ang naging buhay ko. No? Ito ang buhay ko na mali. Ginagawa ko tong kasalan na to. Alam mo, brother, alam mo, sister, tinatawag ka ni Lord na maglingkod, hindi dahil sa kasalan mo. Kung gusto mong maglingkod, no, at tinatawag ka ni Lord na maglingkod, iwanan mo yung kasalanan mo. No? Leave your bad past. And serve the Lord, just like what St. Mary Magdalene says. No? God, no, sabi nga, God is a God of a second chance. No? And God said, no, sabi ko nga, yung kang anting song ni Lord sa atin is, one more chance, ta 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 ta, one more chance. No? God always give us chance. No? Kaya, no, we are not here, no? We do not serve God because we are perfect. We serve God because He called us by name. He called each one of us. Alam niyo ba yan? No? Walang pakialam si Lord kung ano ang iyong masamang nakaraan. Kung ikaw ay handang iwan, if you are ready to forget, to leave your bad path, God is there to help you. And just like St. Mary Magdalene, katulad ni St. Mary Magdalene, no? He can use you as a beautiful instrument for the salvation of souls. No? Ikaw lang naman ang ayaw. No? Kaya nga, no, huwag po kayong makikinig dun sa sinasabi, ay, panay ang simba mo, pero hindi ka naman nagbabago ng buhay. Ay, panay ang dasal mo, pero ganito, ganyan ka. Eh, kaya ka nga nagsisimba. Kaya ka nga nagdadasal. Para kanino ba yung pagsisimba at pagdadasal? Para sa mga santo, sa mga banal? Hindi. No? We go to Mass, we pray because we are all sinners. Lahat po tayo ay makasalanan. No? At kapag hindi tayo nagsimba at nagdasal,
anong grasya ang matatanggap natin para magbago. Kaya mali po yung pangatwiran ng iba na, ay, panay ang simba mo pero hindi ka man nagbabago. Ay, panay ang ano mo pero, no? That is so wrong. Mali pong maling pag-uutak, pag-iisip po yan. We go to Mass, we pray the rosary, we go to adoration, not because we are already perfect, we are already saint, but because we need the grace of God to become saint. Kasi po yung pagiging banal, pagiging mabuting tao, ay hindi dahil sa kakayahan po natin, no? Kung nakikinig po kayo ng Caritas Answers Live last time, no? Tawag po dyan ay, ano? Pelagianism. No? Pelagianism. Yung mga Pelagianism, no? Akala nila, kaya nilang maging mabuti sa kanilang sariling pamamaraan, which is a heresy. We become good, we become saints, thanks to the mercy and grace of God. Kung naging santo ka man, kung naging mabuting tao ka, no, ay salamat sa Diyos, Deo gracias, thanks be to God, hindi dahil sa iyong PhD, STD, ano pa ba, diploma mo, no. We become saints, we become instruments of God, thanks to His mercy and grace. No? And that is the life of Saint Mary Magdalene. No? Because of the mercy and grace of God, she as a woman, become apostolorum apostola. Apostle of the Apostle. No? So my brothers and sisters, no? Huwag po tayong matakot na maglingkod kay Lord. No? Ano man yung ating nakaraan, ano man yung nagawa nating kasalan, magkumpisal tayo. Let us go to confession and say, Lord, I want to serve you. I don't care what other people say. But I believe that you called me by name and I am yours. I am willing to serve you, just like Saint Mary Magdalene. And let us pray to Saint Mary Magdalene, no? To all the Catholics, no? Which are deceived by the devil, no? Who is being obstacled, no, by their sin and by their past, no, to have the courage to really face the present and the future, no. Hingin natin kay Saint Mary Magdalene na bigyan ng tapang ang lahat ng mga Katolikong magsilbi sa simbahan at iwanan yung kanilang nakaraan na hindi maganda.